Blog Talk Radio.
We have to believe that this is where we're supposed to be right now.
And you can only be a hero to one woman at a time.
Just a kiss on your lips.
You know I love you.
I love you too.
I'm not a princess. This ain't a fairy tale. I'm not the one you'll see all the feet. Leader up the stairwell. This ain't Hollywood. This is a small town. I was a dreamer before you went and let me down. Now it's too late for you.
I don't know what the hell we've been doing the last few years. Above all others, you belong with me.
I will make you pay for hurting Jason. It's going to happen. You've got payback coming, and I'm gonna love watching it land on you.
This call is Monday the 24th. Hey, I gave you guys the right date for one. I hope you guys all had a lovely weekend. I kind of did, but I think I'm getting sick. So, yeah, you guys just pray that I don't get sick because I'm not a good person being sick. I'm a bitch. So, well, a lot of people could say I'm a bitch anyhow, but okay. Enough about me. Okay, I just want to say before I let on any calls, tonight we are going to talk about everything later on. My hatred of Sam, because I feel like I have the right to say it. And, you know, the rule is all for tonight. Let's all have a good time. And, you know, let's don't fight with people. Do not talk over people, and, you know, let's just have a good time. And you know what, you guys, LeZon is coming. You know, fuck DD, that's how I feel at the moment. And, yeah, DD is, like, a very, 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 very bad place. So you guys don't go there, trust me. LeZon is coming, and it's going to be sweet, so don't give up. And you know, be nice to the host. That would be me. For a while, I will be having Christy from Liaison Radio as my co-host until, you know, when she retired, Christy will be covering my ass. Thank you, Christy. And thank you, Christy, for that intro. I love it. You are amazing. So let me bring on our callers. Hey, Candace.
Hey, hey.
Yes. You know what? I'm getting sick and my back is killing me.
Aww.
So, you guys, I've taken drugs, but not bad drugs. This ibuprofen. And so, yes. So, you kind of have a drug host tonight. But you know what? I'm not good at being sick. So, yeah, I wanted to do this, though. So, you guys are going to have to put up with me being cute. Oh, not so cute. No. 859, you're on the O2, and the block call, you're on the O2.
Hello, ladies.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
So, okay, Cyro and Kathy, right?
Yep, for me.
Yes. Okay, I just want to say before I forget, because my mind is gone and, like, I'm on drugs. I better stop saying that. But I hate Sam McCall. I want to throw her into kingdom come and back. How dare you, Sam, talk at Causey like that? How dare you? Oh, well, you just don't know your boundaries, Causey. You know what? Franco was after them. Okay, you know what? What? Is Causey this supposed to stay? I'm in PC and, is Causey supposed to stay in PC and not, you know, and, you know, and not do anything? No. No, you know, I'm sorry, but Sam, you fucking bitch. If you ever go off on Causey again, you're gonna deal with me because you are a rude son of a bitch and who cares about your honeymoon. And if I'm offending Jay Chambers, I don't care at this point. I really don't care. And, you know, and if I'm offending Laylon people at this point too, I really don't care because, you know, with the trouble I got into Friday night, and, you know, some people unfollowed me.
And the stuff that I went through on Saturday and Sunday? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, Candace, why don't you talk about you weekend? Because, you know.
Carlos,
because then it might save my voice. But let people know out there, I'm not a Sam McCall fan. Oh, so make it known on Twitter, you guys. I hate that this. Okay, Candace, you can go.
Okay. I just want to also point out that I was also a victim of this past weekend. I was in the middle of a liaison and Sam war. Literally. And it all went down in New York City this past weekend. Well, this is what happened was it was a Pork Chop concert.
Yep.
Well, I thought it was Saturday, but it was really Sunday. But everything worked out. But on Saturday, what happened was there was a lot of aggressive liaison fans there because they were doing rehearsals and stuff. And to the point that Steve Burton refused autographs, photos. He was having a male PMS moment.
Oh my God!
It got to the point. Security came out. There were some just Sam fans because they wore, you know, their Kelly Monaco, Steve Burton T-shirts, and it was also, like I said, the Jason and Liz fans. So the security was like, you guys need to leave. You guys are irritating the singers, the performers. We wish for you guys to leave. Well, keep in mind, I thought the concert was then and there, so I'm like, oh, crap. So, but these fans were like, it was like WWE going on. It was like a street fight was about to happen. Some people was like, oh, y'all couple isn't like the best ever and stuff like that. And then there was some, you know, words being thrown around.
Oh,
it was
my
like,
gosh.
It was like it was about to go down. So, that was my Saturday. Sunday was the concert. And I'm going to say this right now. I told Carly last night when I called her that
yeah,
if you
because
be
Candace, Candace loved me, and she did not want me away all weekend because,
no, really
like...
Didn't. Especially when I told her the rest of what happened. But to say this, anybody who wants to see Poor Chuck, and Carly knows I said this last night, save
yes.
your money.
Save
your money,
people.
It,
what?
I mean, if you want to see Poor Chuck, you know, if you want to see Bradford, Steve, Scott, and Brandon and stuff, I would, I mean, if you really want to see them, like, if you're like, oh, my God, I got to see them, go for it. But for me, it was like going to a wedding and hearing the cover band. Because that's what they sing. It's all cover. It's all songs, right? You know, like if you're going to karaoke night.
Wow.
So
I thought
mean,
they were
singing.
Great when they came here. They had new new songs and.
Well, there was like, I mean, they really didn't do a lot of new songs. They did mostly like Jessie's Girl and Billie Jean, which Steve Burton dedicated to Liz, Carly, and Sam. And to the other women at General Hospital, he said that. They was doing, like I said, Jessie's Girl, and they were doing Billie Jean. They did, you know, some other, you know, classic tunes, like Every Rose Has Its Thorn, which was, like, pretty awesome in a way. Cause
yes, it is good.
I actually shed a tear. I think it might have been a tear, or it just might have been just something.
maybe a Sam fan spit.
It wasn't even that. It was like where we were at. It was kind of weird because it was a lot. It wasn't a lot of J Sam fans, and I'm going to explain why in a minute. And there wasn't a lot of Liaison fans. It was mostly Spinelli fans.
Okay. Tell them the best news ever.
Okay. The good news is about what? About me and Bradford? About me and Bradford. Okay, so afterwards, there was a meet and greet afterwards, you know, and stuff like that. And Bradford had, you know, was talking and stuff like that. And I said, you know, hi, Bradford, you know, da da da. I said, I'm Candace, da da da. I said, I'm on a radio show, on a blog talk radio show, you know, Daytime After Dark. In Bradford's words, he said this. Daytime After Dark with Carly? I love Carly. And I'm looking at him like, yeah. He's like, I have to get back on that show before the end of the year.
Good, Candace.
So
you did good.
So my husband is coming back on here. I mean, I know I should.
We don't know when, though.
I don't care. I do not know. I don't care when, but, you know. He remembered me, and so I'm in love, and...
It was, like, so funny the way he, like, he squeaked. His voice squeaked. I was like, okay, I'm in a Spinelli moment. where do we get, like, okay? He was like, no, it's like, I was like, okay, and, you know, Brandon, I'm just saying this right now, Carly. I mean, the way that Beth was kind of looking last night, I don't know. I mean, you might... He kind of was working it a little bit. He was doing his own thing and stuff, so.
Maybe because, you know, every so I do call him my husband, and everyone knows that. And, you know, I'm sorry, but I'm excited because, come on, Bradford remembered me. Bradford remembered me, you guys. And so now I'm more in love with him than ever, but don't worry. I won't stalk him. Do not worry. Oh, we have another call.
That's wonderful. That is so good. Let her continue, though. What?
Oh, 773, you on the O2.
Hey, this is Alicia, August West.
Oh, hi, August. How are you?
Hi.
Yeah. What's going on, everybody?
Carly's having a moment because not only is she getting sick, but Bradford remembered her from last night.
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, man, I'm missing everything.
She's got more stuff.
Yo, and you guys, okay. And Amy. Amy is on, too, so welcome to the party, Amy.
Hi.
Sorry,
okay,
I was late. Tell them the disturbing part now.
Yes, you may.
Okay. Okay, so I'm warning this next part of the story to all of the fans of Scott Reeves. Okay. During the meet and greet, beforehand, he got off stage and everything, and he was really cocky. And pretty much had said to some people, oh, we're not signing autographs, we're not doing pictures or anything. This is literally after their last song. So he kind of did pose for maybe one, maybe two, maybe three pictures and stuff like that. And like I said, he might have been in the mood. I mean, that was a lot going on, male PMSing. But he was like saying, oh, they got to get back on the road. They got to get ready for work and stuff like that. Okay, that's understandable. But then Bradford and Brandon came over, and people was like, well, we're going to let you guys go because the meet and greet isn't happening. So Bradford and Brandon looked at each other like, what are you talking about? The meet and greet is like 45 minutes long. So everybody was kind of like looking like, wait a minute, Scott said it wasn't one going on. So they were like,
Scott
no.
Scott was siding with Steve.
Yeah, Steve, like, he posed for something, but he left. Like, you really had to catch Steve.
Oh.
Like, we don't even know what Steve was doing, but people was, like, saying he was on the phone a lot, and he probably was calling to check in with his wife, stuff like that. Like, hey, he probably was on Twitter and stuff like that. So, really, my main concern was Scott Reeves because I have been, I'm not going to say I've been in love with him, but I've liked him since Young and the Restless.
Yeah.
And I had a Young and the Restless photo. Everybody else had, General Hospital pictures of him and Olivia. By the way, there was a lot. There were some Steve and Olivia fans out there in the audience.
Good.
Shout out. And so they were kind of bummed out a little bit that, Scott didn't really, do much. But, that's the Scott Reeves story. I mean, like I said, he could have male PMS. It you never know. But I thought that was incredibly rude that he had said that while your other band member
said. I missed what he said. I came in late. What did he say exactly?
He pretty much said there was no, quote-unquote meet and greet afterwards.
Oh.
Now, didn't
you
pay extra for that?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to disclaimer from me. I sort of, how can I say this?
Yeah.
I thanks, Carly, for putting me under the bus. I sort of snuck in. And
okay.
Y'all didn't hear that. Okay, got it.
We did not hear it.
Y'all didn't
hear
anything.
As long as you share how you did it so we can do it.
Well, see, the skill is to trick the security. I shouldn't even be saying that. Next time I'm going to put
it in. Okay, shut up. Fed up right now because you are daytime. No, you are daytime After Dogs correspondent.
Especially for the next two events coming up. Yeah, I definitely got to keep my mouth shut.
Yeah.
Why did everybody get so cranky? I mean, was it because they started talking to each other and they got
into
a fight?
It was pretty much when they saw Steve Burton, okay.
Yeah.
It was pretty much, I guess it was like, okay, if whichever fan base or fan group got his attention, they were going to get something, from him.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
A shout out saying, oh, I love this, this fan group better than I love this fan group. You know how it is. It's like.
Yeah, but that's where it comes in. People cross the line. He's a character.
Right.
Exactly.
He gave this look as, as soon as he saw, I guess, what pointed to him, because I was standing, behind the girl, a Jay Sam fan, and they were kind of okay, the ones that I was standing with, because they was like, oh, Lord, here comes Steve Burton, because I didn't even know he was coming out, and he came out, and next thing you know is, Steve, oh, my God, Jay Sam was forever. No, wait. So it was kind of going like that, and then it escalated a little bit. And it was like, oh, my God, somebody get me out of this. And that's when he went back in, he got into the, like, I was going to say he ran in, but he really, like, just rushed back in, and security came back, came out. And I
felt
yeah,
they
so
probably didn't want
dang.
A fight to start.
Yeah, because I'm thinking to myself, okay, what was the point? Like, if somebody could tell me what the point was of that, then I would go. But I've never seen it get to a point where security said, you guys are
yeah,
scaring the performers.
It's pretty bad.
And I'm, like, laughing. And then, like, the girl, the one of the J-San fans was like, oh, these are the ones that they talk about on the boards. These are the crazy fans. You don't want to get next to these fans. They will, like, seriously, like, pull your hair and, you know, egg people's cars and, you know, try to corrupt them. She was like, but that's okay because – the J-San fans, we're all going to the New York event next month. And I was like,
For $275 a pop, sure, it's going to be a lot better.
Oh, the dinner thing?
Yep.
The one in New York. Mm-hmm.
Well, they must all be rich folks then.
Yep.
Yes, they must be rich. $270-something dollars a month per person. That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean,
I heard something different. I heard something different yesterday. They was like it was $75.
Oh no,
it's
like $275.
All right, yeah. Curly, I might
because
not be doing that event then.
All the young Jason and Skank fans were like, "Oh, my mom will never let me go. That's too much money," and all this. We were making fun of them.
Their mom.
I didn't care about that.
Okay. This gives us the picture. Their mom
outside.
Won't let them go.
I think this was the real key part, though. They actually had this one. I forgot to tell Carly this one, but they actually had this one girl. She had on her shirt the one, Carly, I was telling you, saying always meant to be, forever meant to be, you know, Jason and Elizabeth. Well, on the shirt, it had the first time that they quote-unquote met in the boxcar. They had, like, she had that on her shirt. And then it was the dance when they was dancing in Jake's after Lucky's quote-unquote death. And then on the back, it had Elizabeth, Cameron, Jason, and Jake.
Yeah!
Aww.
And I was like, oh, and I was like, my stupid freaking phone wasn't really working the way that I wanted to, but I was like, oh. But I'm pretty sure somebody got it, you know, on a board and stuff like that, so, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But like I said, it was a cool experience. I loved it, you know, but like I said, if you're really that interested in pork chops, you should go. But for me, I just went so I can say I went.
Yeah. Okay,
Day.
Wow. Made the radio call in. What in the fuck is happening on Silas Sisso?
Somebody put up, Ruby said that Silas said GH is already gone in January.
What?
What?
It's not.
Hell, it is
I
not.
I heard April. I heard they were moving it up to April.
We heard last night, yeah. September.
There's nothing
there. We heard
there.
Last night, the concert, no. September. I'm sorry.
Okay. Mm-hmm. September's early. They said now
it's
still.
Because Katie
it, doesn't, it doesn't matter. Okay, I think it's September, if anything. Because What's Our Faces show doesn't even start until then.
Yeah, sorry.
It doesn't make any sense.
Right.
It's One Life to Live is over in January. We know that. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
yeah, they're already done filming.
But regardless of, you know, if it's September, I'm still campaigning for what I want and telling them what I want, and I still think that we're gonna get our couple.
We better. I want them if when this goes out, I want them together and Jake there when they take it out.
It just so it makes sense. You know, if Franz does not care, then why would he care who's couple, who's this, who's that?
Why'd they just get a new writer?
You know what I mean? And just because they brought on an assistant writer, big deal. Big deal. So maybe it's a good thing.
Well, that's
what
I was hoping. I saw it as a positive.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, he's still head writer. It's not like they're replacing him or something, you know. And this new guy. We just have to bombard him with what we want. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but he doesn't, you know, he's not on Facebook, Twitter, none of that.
Right.
It doesn't.
Well, he
really
is on
good.
The GH Commerce line, and you can email him, and you can send
him
letters.
Oh, I didn't know there was an email for
him. Suggested his name.
He said he doesn't get into
you know
any
I mean?
Of that.
I mean, it's not impossible to get the word out to this new person coming on. You know
oh,
what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
what I say?
What?
Well, yeah. You guys, I don't know how much longer I can host tonight because I'm like my back is hurting and I'm running a fever, and
okay.
I thought you know it would go away and it won't.
Aww. Well, you gotta get better.
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to call in and tell everybody to calm down. Becky told us on general chat the other last week that Mr. Wolf doesn't give spoilers away. In fact, he doesn't even like them. So whatever's out there, I think what, especially coming from DD, is there's a bunch of Jason
both,
and
yeah.
Sam fans.
Oh,
that.
Yeah, I don't believe DD
okay.
at all.
And,
yep.
And they have never been right about anything. And I think the handholders or the people in the know for them or whatever, I think they know that Jason and Elizabeth are coming. And I think they're just trying to discourage us from watching or something. I don't know, but I just think it's kind of all weird, you know, how we were talking about certain things, and then we were on, I believe it was Liaison Radio, and then, like, 2 days later, there was stuff that we were talking about that were in the spoilers, you know, like my theory or whatever, you know, we become a spoiler. So it's just... You know, it's a bunch. I really think we're going to be happy in the next few weeks. And, yeah.
Well, I'm counting on it.
Yeah. I've been talking about 13 people now have their source and blah, blah, blah. And they just, you know, they don't tell me who they're getting their information from, but they never served me wrong since. You know, I've talked to them for years. But they're really, really positive, and I just want to spread that throughout this phone call that I think we're going to be happy in a little couple weeks.
Okay.
It's just going to take time.
All right. I believe in Jane.
Yeah, I'm not giving up until they close
and
the
like
door.
Like I said, even if General Hospital cancels, I still plan on fighting so we get our story told.
But
yeah,
I believe
they go out with Jason and Elizabeth. It can be done. So
I believe our story is coming, though.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I don't think Franz cares. If he doesn't care, why would he care? Or if he wants the show, doesn't want anything to do with the show anymore, or whatever, why would he care who's in what storyline? You know what I mean? I just don't think it's that deep anymore.
Yeah.
And maybe he does want the show to fail, but I don't think so. Because he, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just get this vibe that, you know, Mr. Wolf is going to take it into a different direction. And no matter how long that may be, I think we're going to be really happy.
Yeah.
You know.
Becky said on, you know, the Kimmy Hub celebration of things that she was excited about.
Yeah, she's extremely excited. I'm excited for her.
Yes,
I'm really looking forward to seeing what they're going to do with her. Because there's got to be a reason for all the bashing that's been going on.
Yeah, I doubt
especially from Maxie. I mean, oh, my God.
Yeah, that she's excited about.
I cannot stand it anymore.
Yeah, it's a you know, I doubt that very seriously. Why would she be excited about being put together back with Lucky. No way. She's excited because something good is going to happen. It's going to come
on.
She was
no,
told
it's something more than just. No, it's not.
Darren
Lucky.
Told her
no.
That she
and I believe the Spencers, at least Luke and or Tony Geary, I should say, and Jonathan Jackson, I think they're going to be gone by the beginning of next year. So I don't see them staying. If it's as bad as they say they are, it is. And, I mean, Tony Geary's up for vacation again in another month. So, I mean, you know, what's the point?
What?
You know? What's the point?
Well, the ratings have been so bad. So
the
bad.
The ratings are bad. They're very, very bad.
Well, they have been. I mean, for what? They've been on 3.5 years, J-Sam. I mean, come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, but they have been just... They have been sinking lower and lower and lower.
Yeah. I know. I know, but you would think after that length of time
yeah.
that...
Well, remember that little blurb that someone said about, you know, Franz and Wolf fighting or something? Remember that? We were online.
Yes.
Someone said something about it, and we didn't hear much more about it. We were like, what's going on there? I still want to know what that's all about, you know?
I think
but,
it was Franz pushing J-Sam. I really do.
Well, you know, I think Franz doesn't care. And, you know, we're hoping it means that we're on January and off by May.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, God.
Well, and Nelson Bronco put in his third series April. So that's... seems more realistic that they move it from June to April or May.
Mm-hmm.
But that still
I'm
gives
thinking,
us
I'm
time to
if
get
anything,
our
September. I'm thinking
yeah,
if
me
anything,
too.
September.
Yeah. Well, I hope
I'm actually thinking
longer.
Next year around November sweeps will be
September
the end.
Smarter. September will be smarter. Doing it any sooner will be stupid. Like, what are you going to put?
Mm-hmm.
You know, until Katie's show comes on, it's stupid.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
You're not,
that's
you know.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, so I don't think so. But I also think that Mr. Wolf is going to reunite Jason and Liz.
Yeah, me too.
And
I
then
too.
I think we're going to see a huge spike in ratings.
Yep.
And that's going to save GH for a while. I don't know how long, but for a while it will.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it would be the
I
best
tell you,
thing
they
for
bring
the show
Jake,
right
if
now.
If they bring
yeah.
Jake back, a lot of people will come back.
Exactly.
A lot of people stop because Jake was killed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, you guys.
I hate to say it, but they don't even have to, you know, reunite them right away. But if they bring back Jake, oh, yeah. They
oh, yeah.
A 500,000 fans pack easily with that little guy back. You know? But
what were you going to say, Carly?
No, I thought maybe we should close it because my back is killing me and
all
I came
right.
in.
Well, you get some rest then.
Oh, I know, and we really have it so on Friday.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye, honey.
Okay, bye.
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 Bye.